A new report proposes a guaranteed income for some Massachusetts families to help combat income inequality. The plan from the Boston Indicators Research Center would reform the state's earned income tax credit. The changes would give $1,200 per year in tax credits to families making less than $70,000. The changes could also help middle-income families making less than the state's median income. Luke Schuster is the senior director of the Boston Indicators Project, which partners with the Boston Foundation. He joins us now to talk more about this report. Hi, Luke, and thanks for speaking with WBUR this morning.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So the report suggests expanding the state's earned income tax credit to provide more benefits to low and middle income families. Tell us how it would work.
Yeah, so the current earned income tax credit provides a great base for building a guaranteed income program like this. It targets greater income supports to low-income working families. And it does so in a way that tries to encourage families to continue in the workforce. What our program would do would expand support for the very lowest income families by providing a base credit of $1,200 a year, even for families that earn $0 in income. And then also on the other end, expand support for more moderate income families. One of the limitations of the current earned income tax credit is that it starts to phase out really quickly around $40,000 a year, which is just a really low level, especially in a state like Massachusetts that has had rapidly rising cost of living. And then the other big reform is to expand access to a few really important categories of people who are currently excluded from the EITC. So one important category is unpaid caregivers, folks who are at home caring for young kids, sick family members. In a time of coronavirus, I think we're all the more appreciating the contributions that unpaid caregivers make at home. Currently, because they don't earn traditional wages, they're not eligible for the EITC, but this proposal would include them. And another important group is undocumented immigrants who are still paying taxes. Again, these are folks who are contributing to our economy, paying local taxes, but not eligible for really important income supports to date. And we think they should be included in a program like this too.
How many families or individuals are we talking about? And would they get a check or would it be a credit on their taxes?
Yeah, so the big five reforms that we proposed through this package would expand access to the earned income tax credit to another 900,000 Massachusetts residents. Currently, the EITC distributes money through the annual tax return process. So another reform we propose is considering distributing the money either monthly or quarterly so that it feels more like a regular cash payment to households.
We know that Massachusetts' racial wealth gap has become a big part of the larger discussion about racial inequality here. Will this program help address that?
Yeah, so the motivation behind this program is twofold. It's one, trying to address economic inequality, and two, racial inequality. And we know that those two issues are intricately intertwined. And so we know in Massachusetts, because of the longstanding history of discrimination and structural racism, families that are most likely to be low income are families of color, especially Black and Latino families. So a proposal like ours ends up targeting resources to low-income families of color in particular.
As I understand it, this program would cost over $1 billion. What do you say to people who argue that's just not practical right now for the state to take on, especially considering in the coronavirus pandemic, state tax revenues have plummeted?
I think that's a very fair question. I'm sort of two minds about it. On the one hand, it's just absolutely true that the state budget is squeezed right now, and this is a tough time to add new initiatives. On the other hand, the need is just greater than ever. A program like this is both designed to help address the sort of ongoing structural economic challenges we faced before the crisis hit. Those were just exacerbated many times over starting this past March when our economy collapsed. So the need is greater than ever. I would say $1 billion sounds like a lot of money, but it's important to put that in some broader context. So the total state budget on an annual basis is $50 billion. total GDP in Massachusetts is $600 billion a year. So we as a state have the resources to do something like this, and it's just a question of our priorities.
Luke Schuster, Senior Director with the Boston Indicators Project, which partners with the Boston Foundation, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.